Okay, in this podcast, we're going to be talking about two things in particular. We're going to be talking about our constraints and our rate limiters. But before we get to that, in our last podcast, we spoke about the dynamic systems approach to modal learning. And what we learned about that was that the dynamic systems approach suggests that motor skills are learnt and carried out dynamically in response to certain variables that are applied to the environment. So these variables are known as constraints, and there's three types of them that are central to the dynamic systems approach. You may remember that we had our task constraints. So those are the aspects of the task that need to be overcome or adapted to, and they include things such as the rules of the game, the shape, the weight of the equipment, and also the size and the shape of the playing field. We have our environmental constraints. These are the changeable aspects of the environment that need to be overcome or adapted to. They include weather conditions, conditions of the playing surface, or even the number of spectators present. And lastly, we have individual constraints. These are the characteristics of the individual that need to be overcome or adapted to. And they include height, weight, skill, strength, motivation, or even confidence. So, in the dynamic systems approach, we apply these constraints, and it's proposed that these variables, or constraints as we know them to be, affect an athlete's motor development. So, in a sporting context, a constraint is an internal or external variable that has an impact on their performance. So, that constraint can do one of two things. It can either elicit an adjustment to an athlete's performance, so helping, or it'll restrict an athlete's performance. And we also know those to be rate limiters, which we'll talk about shortly. So if we look at an example first, if we look at our context of swimming, if you're in the pool and you're just swinging your arms like a washing machine with your stroke, left, right, left, right, left, right, and you have no real technique to that, we might use something like a kickboard. And in this case, this is to improve your stroke length. So we might hold that kickboard out in front so that one hand is always on that kickboard. So when you're kicking and you're stroking through, you stroke through with your left, then stroke through with your right, and you've always got one hand on that board. So what your body is then learning is that subconsciously, you need to hold that arm or you need to hold that stroke and have a long stroke out in front of you instead of just pull, 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 quick arms swinging through like a windmill. So, like we said, I mentioned earlier, they can also do be the opposite side. They can also restrict an athlete's performance. So, when these constraints have a negative effect on the learning process, and then they restrict the performance, that's what we refer to as a rate limiter. So these rate limiters can be related to the individual, the environment, or the task. So the individual rate limiters can be further characterized as your physical rate limiters. So these are related to a learner's physical characteristics, so their height, weight, physical strength, or even fitness. You also have their physiological rate limiters. So these are the function of the learner's body systems and their processes. So, for example, strength, speed, and also their stamina. You've got psychological rate limiters. So these are related to the learner's mental state. So those include confidence, their motivation, or even their arousal. We've got perceptual rate limiters. So these are related to the learner's senses, e.g., their ability to detect and process different cues in the environments. We've got tactical rate limiters. These are related to a learner's knowledge and understanding of individual and team task tactics and strategies within a particular sport or physical activity. And this includes a player's understanding of defensive tactics, for example. And lastly, we've got our technical rate limiters. And technical rate limiters are related to the learner's technique. So, for example, in our setting, a technical rate limiter might be your technique of your freestyle, which we might need to improve then by the use of constraints to try and help improve and improve your performance in that sport. So these rate limiters, they help us to explain why an individual may have difficulty completing a skill despite the concerted effort that they're putting in. So if we can analyze and find out what this is, well, this is when we can then apply a constraint to the task, which the athlete can then subconsciously, well, hopefully subconsciously, use to improve their performance. So this understanding of rate limiters helps players maximize their learning potential, and it's important to be able to identify those constraints that might be negatively affecting their development, and then look for ways to compensate for these constraints or even overcome them. In some cases, it's not possible to change a rate limiter. It might be necessary to find ways to adjust strategies or positioning to work with that constraint. So, for example, a short basketball player may be better off staying outside of the key and instead working on their long range shot accuracy. Shorter players often find ball carrying suits their short stature, as they can keep the ball protected low to the ground and use their agility to avoid the defense. So we've seen in this podcast that the dynamic systems approach, there are two aspects that stand out, and those are your constraints and also your rate limiters.